You gave They Thrived Winter 2026. Client Spotlight, Sandy. Hope during uncertainty. When Sandy, 83, began losing her vision due to macular degeneration, she spent years struggling on her own before learning about Cleveland Sight Center, CSC. Hopeful that support might be available as her vision worsened, she reached out. Sandy was grateful for the many services and tools she realized were available to her at CSC. However, during her time with us, the state funding that usually covers services for many of our senior citizens was paused. The progress she was making ceased as she could no longer receive the services she needed, and she didn't know if or when her training would resume. I was afraid it wasn't going to happen, Sandy said. Rather than making Sandy wait indefinitely, CSC stepped in, covering the cost so her training could continue. When they called and told me they were going to move forward anyway, I couldn't believe it. I was so happy, Sandy shared. Through training, Sandy learned to use her smartphone with accessibility features, manage daily tasks, and read again using a magnifier. The first time I used the magnifier, I could have cried, Sandy said. Because of donors like you, people like Sandy continue receiving essential services when they need them most. 216-791-8118, clevelandsightcenter.org. Letter from Larry Benders, President and CEO. Welcome to the 2026 winter edition of our donor newsletter, You Gave, They Thrived. During a time of significant uncertainty in the health and human services sector, I am proud to lead Cleveland Sight Center, an organization that has served Northeast Ohio for 120 years. While state funding continues to decline for those who rely mostly on our services, our commitment to people who are visually impaired remains steadfast. Because of your generous support, thousands of individuals each year continue to gain the tools and confidence needed to achieve greater independence. Thank you for making this work possible and for your partnership as we look towards a strong and resilient future. With sincere gratitude, Larry Benders, President and CEO. P.S. For an audio version of this content, please visit our website, clevelandsightcenter.org/donate or volunteer. Volunteer and Donor Spotlight, Dave, from childhood fundraiser to current volunteer. Long before volunteering at CSC, Dave was making a difference in the community. In 1967, at just 8 years old, he, his siblings, and a friend were featured in a local newspaper after they held a neighborhood auction, raising $29.07, about $270 today, for what was then Cleveland Society for the Blind, now CSC. That early experience left a lasting impression, sparking a lifelong connection to CSC and a passion for giving back. I remember feeling proud that we were helping people who needed it, Dave shared. Decades later, Dave returned to CSC as a volunteer. He makes survey calls to clients, assists at the front desk, and helps with events like White Cane Walk. It feels good to help, he said. It's rewarding to give back locally and connect with clients and the community. From childhood fundraiser to devoted volunteer, Dave's story shows how a small act of kindness can grow into a lifetime of giving and connection. Protecting access to vision rehabilitation. For people with vision impairments, vision rehabilitation services are essential to daily life. Yet these services are not consistently funded as critical care. Insurance gaps. Most vision rehabilitation services are not covered by insurance or Medicare or Medicaid, and where coverage exists, reimbursement rates are low. State funding shifts. Long-standing declines in state funding were compounded in 2025 when senior services were paused, resulting in more than half of our senior client services being denied state funding. Stricter eligibility. New requirements in 2026 further limit access for seniors, placing thousands of older Northeast Ohioans at risk of losing essential support. Vision rehabilitation teaches people with vision loss daily living skills, how to navigate their environments, and how to use tools to live safely and independently. Turning funding challenges into continued care. When state funding paused, CSC stepped in. Andrew, 90, living with glaucoma, wanted to become more independent so he could manage daily tasks. He learned to cook, clean, read, manage his medications, and safely navigate stairs and uneven pavement. Edward, 73, with glaucoma and cataracts, now manages his mail, uses his computer to pay bills and schedule medical appointments, and moves safely in his home and community. Sandy, 83, our cover story, uses the skills she learned to continue living independently. Your investment in our mission ensures more people like Andrew, Edward, and Sandy receive life-changing services when other funding falls short. Interested in helping? Designate your next gift to Vision Rehabilitation Services. Brief donor survey. We want to hear from you. Take our short donor survey to help us tailor communications to what matters most to you. If you would like to complete the survey over the phone, please call us at 216-658-4563. The survey will close Monday, March 30th. Visit bit.ly/CDONORSURVEY2026 to take the survey online. 2026 White Cane Walk, save the date. White Cane Walk, May 30th, 2026. Interested in sponsorship opportunities for White Cane Walk? Contact Leah Terznadel at 216-658-4561 or email her at ltrznadel@clevelandsightcenter.org. Smart Giving Tip, an update that could benefit your 2026 giving. For the 2026 tax year, even if you don't itemize your taxes, you can still claim a charitable deduction. Single filers can deduct up to $1,000 and joint filers up to $2,000 for donations made directly to qualified charities like Cleveland Sight Center. These cash gifts cannot be made to donor-advised funds, DAFs, or private, non-operating foundations. This new deduction may reduce your taxable income while you support the causes you care about. Talk with your tax advisor to see how this might boost your giving plans this year.